This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Feeling pretty good about myself right now. Why? There's no special reason. I just generally feel that way. What, Chris? I generally feel that way about me. Here's what we have on tap this hour. The deficits, the debts of the blue states specifically. How does that work out? This Russia stuff may be going up. Attacks on churches are doubling. Farmers are getting old. Is that a problem? Emails. So much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I did hear this one out of CNN, though, and I have to issue a little correction before we go into anything else. Homelessness. It's risen. Why?
Homelessness in a single night went up 12%. In the United States in 2023, in part because COVID programs preventing evictions and housing losses came to an end. A quarter of those people were unhoused for the first time in their lives.
How many people fell into homelessness during COVID?
Before COVID, there were probably about 20 or 30,000 people. Now it's 46,000.
Unhoused. Unhoused. Okay, well, let's set aside that word for a moment. I just wanted to remind everyone, as painful as it may be to remember, that COVID-19, it didn't cause a rise in homelessness. It didn't cause a rise in poverty. COVID-19 didn't shut down your school, shut down your business. COVID-19 didn't cause you to wear a mask. COVID-19 didn't print $7 trillion and destroy the value of the dollar. COVID-19 didn't do any of those things. The government response to COVID-19 did all of those things. I still see all these headlines today, caused by the pandemic, caused by the pandemic, caused by the pandemic, and virtually none of them were actually caused by the pandemic. The government's response to the pandemic, that's what did this to you. It's important everybody remembers that, all right? Everyone remembers that. Now let's talk about some red and blue states. California deficit rises to $73 billion, nearly twice as high as Newsom had projected. Wow, I can't believe California would be running up big deficits with their governors so focused on the things that matter.
We have agency. We can shape the future. Future's not just something to experience, it's something to manifest. It's our decisions, not conditions, that will determine the fate and future of this planet as it relates to the issue of climate. Because we understand that we are, you know, we recognize our own inadequacies. There's a humility here and grace as it relates to the world we're living in, and a need to understand, not just to be understood, in relationships to these partnerships, in relationship to our people-to-people engagement.
These people never say anything at all. What did any of that even mean? It's important to understand and understood about the grace. Anyway, California is running up a massive deficit. That's on par with this headline. 70% of the largest U.S. cities are on the verge of bankruptcy. There's an interesting thing that comes up all the time when we discuss national divorce. The idea of America breaking up, which again, full disclosure, I view as inevitable. I have always wanted to simply come together and let's just agree and get the thing done now. Let's just do it peacefully. No, I don't want anyone getting hurt. Let's all just sit down. We'll sit down with the communists and we'll just hash everything out. We'll divide up the assets and liabilities. Who gets the kids on the weekend? Who gets to find China? You take this, I'll take that, and we go our separate ways. I'm not naive. That will never happen, but that's what I've always wanted. But I want that because I view the divorce itself as being inevitable. We are separating. We are at least two different countries. We simply are. We're two different countries. Listen, this is the reality. There are many, 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 many people in this nation who believe that if your 10-year-old comes home, your 10-year-old son, if he comes home and tells you he's a woman and you don't agree to cut his penis off, that they should be allowed to take your child from you. Don't yell at me. That's what many people, in fact, people in authority all across the nation believe that. You can't live with a person like that forever. You simply cannot. We're going to separate at some point in time. But anyway, whenever we have that discussion, the idea of debts and deficits and things like that always come up. And another thing that comes up during these debt deficits is what's going to cause this? What would cause, what's the final straw? Because things like a national divorce, a breaking up of a country, which has happened throughout history in every nation, what actually causes it? Well, it's always a slow process. Starts out slow, then sadly it happens all at once. But you could see, if you're looking at a crystal ball, you could see the financial situation leading us there. Because listen, we all know California, New York, whatever these blue commie hellholes, they're only going further left. And a lot of that is simply because any Republicans who are left, the same people, they're all getting out. They're all leaving. I mean, my gosh, in New York City, especially in the wake of the Trump verdict, where they're giving him a $350 million fine, don't think that this guy's name is Kevin O'Leary. Don't think he's alone. Multiple real estate investors have already said, oh, man, I'm out of New York. I'm out of New York. I'm gone. So the voters are leaving New York, and the money is leaving New York.
I mean, just leaving the whole Trump thing out of it and seeing what occurred here, and I'm no different than any other investor. I'm shocked at this. I can't even understand or fathom the decision at all. There's no rationale for it. And so let me give you a real-time experience I'm having regarding this, and I'm not the only one. It doesn't matter what the governor says. New York was already a loser state. Like California is a loser state. There are many loser states because of policy, high taxes, uncompetitive regulation. It was already on the top of the list of being a loser state. I would never invest in New York now, and I'm not the only person saying that. I can't go to New York. So I'm going to Oklahoma, North Dakota, West Virginia. Governor Stitt, Kevin Stitt, my staff have met with him. Governor Burgum, same thing. Governor Justice. Those are winner states. They don't do things like this. I have to syndicate that debt and all that equity. We're talking billions of dollars here. Do you think any foreign institution or any private equity firm or any pension fund would touch New York? No. And that's why New Yorkers should be concerned. The fine people of New York should ask themselves, why are we such a loser state?
The money's leaving and the voters are leaving. But the communists who run these states, New York, California, we know they're not going to stop. You know that. I know that. They have a religious commitment to destruction, to spending without end. So what happens when California's $73 billion deficit gets higher and higher and higher? And eventually, California can't print money. New York can't print money. They have to go find it from somewhere. Is it outside of the realm of possibility that the federal government would begin confiscation of money from red states or at least attempting it, confiscate money from, let's say, a big state like Texas. Got all kinds of money here. Hey, Texas, we're going to need $50 billion from you. We need you to help California out. And then what's Texas going to do? Texas is going to say, no, go pound sand. That's not going to happen. And I realize they'll try to exhaust every other thing, but California has already tried to exhaust every other thing. They have millionaire taxes, fee after fee after fee after fee. It's endless, the taxes. At some point in time, no matter how many taxes you put on the people, you actually don't get any more money back because the people either A, leave, or B, they become criminals. Tax criminals, I mean. People will only pay so much of their income to the government, and then they will check out and they will go become lawbreakers. They will. You can get mad about that. I'm not encouraging anyone to do that. I never would, but it happens. That's how it works historically. You can't just tax and tax and tax without end, which brings us back to the point. What happens when that bill gets so high? Could create a real problem, couldn't it? Because the communists and the federal government will work hand in hand with the communists in California and New York. And where do you think they're going to set their eyes when they're looking to fill that budget gap? Crazy? Chris, does that sound crazy? No, it doesn't, does it? All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, I'm going to get to a bunch of emails now. I got a Mantis X. And I went from being inconsistent to getting a score of 92. Woo, that's shooting. Thank you for advertising it because it rules. Best show on the radio, hands down. Says I can say his name, retired Navy Chief Mike. Man, I'm telling you, Mantis X will change how you shoot. You will become so much better than you are. And maybe you're already a good shot. I don't want you to think this is just for beginners. Mantis X is for people who are just starting to shoot, and it's for people who've been shooting for 40 years. You will get better because it's not just at-home target practice without firing a shot. They're giving you feedback, and they're putting you through drills, and you don't have to take my word for it. He mentions his score. That's one of the best parts. They keep your score and your scores, and you will watch yourself improve. You'll improve in 20 minutes. 20 minutes, you'll be a better shot than you were before. Now imagine 20 minutes a week. How much faster and deadlier will you be in a year? Get a Mantis X and make sure you're ready. MantisX.com. It's great for gifts. It's great for men. It's great for women. It's great for rookies. It's great for experienced. MantisX.com. Go get one.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This is still quite a jaw dropper, isn't it? This Harvard economist, I'm going to let the whole thing play again, Roland Fryer. Again, remember the world of make-believe the communists live in. From the climate change nutters to the feminists to the black activists to the LGBTQ people.
Why are you gay?
They live in a world of make-believe, but that world of make-believe has been created on purpose to keep them trapped in a world of lies, to keep them stupid, to keep them serving the people who are destroying them. How committed is the system to keeping this world of make-believe a lie? Alive, I mean? Well, listen to this Harvard professor.
We collected thousands of observations on lethal force. And it was in this moment in 2016 that I realized people lose their minds when they don't like the result. So what my paper showed was that, yes, we saw some bias in the low-level uses of force, every day pushing up against cars and things like that. People seemed to like that result. But we didn't find any racial bias in police shootings. That was really surprising to me because I expected to see it. The little known fact is I had 8 full-time RAs that it took to do this over nearly a year. When I found the surprising result, I hired 8 fresh ones and redid it to make sure. They came up with the same exact answer and I thought it was robust. And then I went to go give it and my God, all hell broke loose. I had colleagues take me into the side and say, don't publish this. You'll ruin your career.
Mm.
So it was, you know, I lived under police protection for about 30 or 40 days. I had a 7-day-old daughter at the time. I remember going and shopping for, because, you know, when you have a newborn, you think you have enough diapers, you don't. So I was going to the grocery store to get diapers with an armed guard. It was crazy.
Why does your liberal Aunt Peggy lose her mind at Thanksgiving and start screaming about Vladimir Putin and how Donald Trump is a Russian asset? She loses her mind like that because a world of make-believe has been created for her, and that's where she lives.
Not only is there no evidence of any wrongdoing by President Biden, but it now appears as if the House Republican majority is being used by Russia to interfere in the 2024 election on behalf of Donald Trump. If they continue with this investigation, they are simply doing the work of Vladimir Putin to help Donald Trump win an election in November. That's where we are.
Liberal Aunt Peggy lives in a world that has been created, and she doesn't even know it. All right, let's get to some more emails here. Jesse, I listened to last night's show about the impending debt crisis, and I wondered, what can I do to lessen the impact that will have on me? But listen, when we have these discussions, I'm glad that's how you what you took from it. How do I prepare? That's all we're doing. We're discussing ways we can either stop these things, or if we can't stop them, like the debt crisis that's coming, we have to figure out ways to prepare for these things. Look, me personally, I've talked to you about this before. I have made the most basic preparations. I have not gone over the top, and I refuse to. When it comes to preparing for whatever the future may bring, I do have extra ammunition. No, I don't have 100,000 rounds. I'm not going to spend that kind of money. I'm not going to bother with it. I have extra ammunition. My family, I have the ability to get clean water out of dirty water. There are many different ways you can do this. I'm not telling you my way is the best. I am not some world-class Green Beret. I'm not some survivalist. I'm telling you what I got from talking to people who know. We got the straws. They have these really, really cool straws out there where you could essentially take muck. You can take a mud puddle and put it through this straw and it'll come out clear as a bell and it tastes good. I have a bunch of those straws. I have the ability to access clean drinking water in that way. I have emergency food. You've heard me tell you about My Patriot Supply a million times. Again, I don't have 10 years worth. I have some to get me by. I do the same thing. Again, I talked to you about Oxford Gold. Gold or silver of some kind of value. Do I have, I've got $100,000. No, of course not. That's insane. I have something. Now, why? What for? You can roll your eyes, laugh. Okay, well, let's say something bad did happen and my family, we're in the truck and we're heading out west. We're heading somewhere. And let's say either I don't have money or the dollar blew up and went to crap. And I need to buy something. Maybe it's fuel. Here's a silver coin. Here's a gold coin. And I have some of your fuel. Those are the, so food, water, something to purchase things with, things for cold weather, things for warm weather. Again, nothing over the top. I have ponchos set aside for everybody. I have one of those, you ever seen one of those heat blanket, like foil blanket things for when it gets really cold? These are just very, very basic things. I don't have a nuclear bunker as much as I want one. You know, and to be honest, I joke about that stuff just because it would be cool and it would be fun. How sweet would it be to be in your own nuclear bunker? But if things get that bad, we're all probably going to die anyway. It's over. The preparations I make for a future that could very well be rocky and looks like it is, they're preparations that will get me and my family from point A to point B. I will tell you, I also personally have a location where I will go. I know specifically where it is. I know how to access it. I'm not going to go into more detail than that. In fact, I have a couple different locations, but What's my location? It's a rural place where you can access game to eat, clean drinking water. I know you're probably rolling your eyes and saying Jesse's a nut, and maybe I am. I feel better knowing I'm a tank of gas away from being a place where I can hunker down and get by. And again, if it's the zombie apocalypse, the nuclear winter, we're all going to die anyway. So I don't stress about that. I make the basic preparations I need to make. And look, it's all in God's hands anyway. Beyond that, I can't save the world. Neither can you. Little things. Do whatever you can. Don't go over the top. Don't lose your mind. Do little tiny things to get you by, okay? All right. I've been making some predictions about Russia and the consequences of not fighting a proxy war like a proxy war. Well, looks like I was sadly right again. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. You know how we just always talk about the three things our cultural leaders have in common now? No love of country, no connection to the real world, and they view themselves as kings and queens. The Pentagon's press secretary, that's hard to actually say that, Chris. I'd like to see you try to say that live to America. Say it five times fast. Pentagon press secretary. Pentagon press secretary. That's hard. Anyway, I pulled it off. No big deal. Either way, the Pentagon press secretary, Sabrina Singh, she said this today. And that whole not living in the real world thing, I even know it. Like, that's my thing. And even I'm stunned at the level of naivete with the people who run the country.
Our assessment is that Iran doesn't seek a wider regional conflict. We've said that from the beginning. But they do support these militia groups that attack our forces. They do support the Houthis that over this past weekend have launched multiple attacks on commercial ships, on U.S. forces.
Iran doesn't support a wider regional conflict? Iran doesn't support a wider regional conflict? Woman, these people boarded a naval vessel under Barack Obama and took our sailors prisoner. Do you remember that? Remember they put a hijab on one of our female sailors? Did you remember that? I remember that like it was yesterday. These people have been launching drone strikes against cargo containers and U.S. naval vessels. They don't seek a wider conflict?
Our assessment is that Iran doesn't seek a wider regional conflict.
They're dying for a wider regional conflict. They're dying for it. They're begging for it. Because they know once we get over there, They understand that the morons who run this country's military now, the generals and admirals who all suck, and the politicians who suck just as bad, they Iran knows for a fact they'll throw the lives of our troops away like they always do, every single time. And Iran also knows, or sorry, Iran, I forgot, that's how we have to say it now. They also know that countries like Russia and China will fill up their weapons stocks, and they'll have all the bullets they can fire, all the artillery shells they can fire, all of them. Headline, Putin ally wants to give the Houthis weapons to attack U.S. ships. Oh, did that fighting a proxy war like it was a real war thing, did that not work out in the end? Who's the guy who's been warning about that forever? Who's the guy who's been warning that Republicans and Democrats need to shut up when they're bragging about how many Russians our munitions have killed? Who's the guy who's been saying Russia's going to respond? Because they have to respond. You put them in that bind when you bragged about it publicly. Now, they're talking about give the Houthis weapons to attack our ships, and I have some bad news. There's a very good chance that Russia is in possession of weapons that can actually bring down our ships. You see, American ships, we have incredible technology when it comes to stopping missiles and stopping attacks, but that does not apply to this hypersonic missile technology that Russia and China are both busy perfecting. I warned about this. Russia was going to respond. When you start fighting a proxy war like it's a real war, going on television, bragging about all the Russians you're killing, Russia is going to respond. Headline, arrest of dual U.S.-Russian ballerina Ksenia Karolina is Putin's middle finger to the U.S., according to a diplomat. Oh, did you think? Did you think Vladimir Putin might be dying for an opportunity to humiliate the United States of America, to give us the proverbial middle finger? Do you think? Why do you think that might be, diplomat? Why do you think that might be? This stuff has real world consequences. And again, these people exist in a world entirely of make-believe. They don't understand at all how the real world works. What motivates these people? What motivates those people? And the problem with that is their idiocy, their insanity, their naivete, whatever you want to put it, ends up getting real people killed. What if this ends up with real American troops dying? That's what I care about. I don't care about the general's career. I don't care about this politician, Republican or Democrat. I care about the 19-year-old right now sitting on a destroyer who doesn't know that a Russian hypersonic missile might slam into his side and end his life. That's what I care about. And yet these people just go on television without end and run their mouths and run their mouths and run their mouths. Oh, wow, we got to send them whatever they need. We got to kill as many Russians as possible. Freaking idiots. All right, set that aside. I've been wanting to play this story out of Indiana. Whew. I've been telling you to get to a red state and become an activist, right? Your red state is not ready to protect you. Not near ready. Listen to this.
2021. We unfortunately had to become reluctant warriors when our child was removed from our home after DCS became involved in our family life.
When our son was removed, it was like someone pulled the rug out from underneath us. As a father, I believe one of my main goals is to keep my children safe. And I can't do that when the state comes into our house and takes our kid because we can't, in good conscience, affirm his transgender ideology. His disappearance made a huge hole in our hearts and our family, but we will always love him and pray for him.
We were able to visit with him at his discretion, basically for about 2 to 3 hours each week. So we pushed constantly for additional engagement. So as a mom, having limited access to your children is it's heart-wrenching. I miss his laugh. I miss being with him, talking with him about everyday.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do anymore. How evil is that? And that took place. That's taking place. That didn't took place. That's taking place in Indiana, in Montana. These lily-livered Republicans in these supposed red states make me nauseous. Your red state needs you. And I know you hate hearing that. I know. I know what it is to run for office. I know. I've done it. Look, I'm not asking you to do anything I haven't done. I know what it is to put yourself out there. Your red state needs you. The people who are currently in power on you, in your red state, are not good enough. They're not going to help us. You're the person who would step in and stop something like this. The loser GOP in your state can't and won't get it done. But you aren't a loser. You're the one who knows what needs to be done. I'm not qualified. Yes, you are. In fact, the fact that you even said that probably makes you the most qualified person. You are the one who knows right from wrong. The people who run these states, they're the ones who aren't qualified. Gah, drives me crazy. All right. You know what I need? That was a lot. That was just, oh my gosh. I miss his laugh. Ugh. I'm going to carry that woman's voice to bed with me tonight. Wait, that sounded terrible. Either way, that was sad. It was very sad. Buy some rough greens if you wouldn't mind. No, I'm not. Look, get some rough greens for your dog. Dogs are a part of our family, right? Fred about ripped somebody's head off. He didn't know the guy was supposed to be in the house. He didn't know he was there. And that as soon as he was done, as soon as the guy left, he comes bounding over with his big fluffy face. And he immediately wants praise for almost killing somebody. I love that idiot. You love your dog. So give your dog life, a longer life. That's why you give your dogs rough greens. It's not because he likes the taste. Dogs like anything. It's because it's actual nutrition and it's natural. It's created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. All natural. All the vitamins and minerals and probiotics and omega oils, whatever your dog needs for life. Your dog will have better breath, a better coat, a longer life. Roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. One more segment. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I still can't get over this. James Comer isn't sure if he has the votes for the Mayorkas or for the Biden impeachment.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer tells Spectrum News the math keeps getting worse for Republicans, whose narrow majority in the House got even tighter after losing a New York seat.
I think the conference will get to see what happens.
Losing a New York seat that James Comer voted to give away. James Comer votes out George Santos and then turns around and says, hey, I'd love to impeach Joe Biden for you, but you know, we just don't have the votes. I can't believe it. This is why the GOP has failed us time and again. Part of me knows it's cowardice. Part of me knows a lot of it is stupidity. But gosh, time and time and time again, they fail us. Drives me insane. All right, let's address this before we get to an email or two and then headlines I didn't get to. America's farmers are getting older. This is from a marketplace.org. I didn't say this to just talk about farmers specifically, but I said this to talk about America as a whole. We have a problem, and I'm not 100% sure how it's going to manifest itself in the end, but it is a very big problem. The problem is we have a brain drain in a lot of our blue-collar fields. And let me explain. You will see, have you ever seen a beautiful old building? Maybe an old church or something like that in Europe built in the 13th century, some beautiful steeple with painted glass. And you ever seen one? You've seen them, obviously. You know what I'm talking about. And have you ever said or heard someone say, why don't we build things like that anymore? And one of the most simple answers is often we don't know how. I know in this world with endless information, we think, well, surely there must be an engineer here or a what there. But no. A lot of these old designs, old things people used to build, the knowledge of how to build them, what went into it, is gone. It got lost with the passage of time. And now we have these old buildings and we can't even replicate them. It's fascinating to think about, right? This is something that people have gone through many times throughout history. We've talked about it before. After the Western Roman Empire fell and all the barbarian tribes started taking over, and they had this real dark part of human history, and they would see all these Roman things, the aqueduct and all kinds of things, and they used them and they were fascinated by them, but they could not fix them and they could not build their own. In fact, they had no idea how to do so. The knowledge just died when Rome died. America, we're losing farmers. We're losing welders. Average age, I believe, of a welder is in the 60s now, in the 60s in this country. And these are critical elements for a society. So is it all going to go away tomorrow? No, of course not. But let's go ahead and let's go out 50 years. That's not distant future. Many of you will be alive in 50 years. I won't. I'm 42. I won't be around at 92. But many of you will be alive in 50 years. What does it mean for a country if you can't farm anymore? If the knowledge, the generational knowledge that comes from farming, if it's gone? I know we like to sit and think, well, no, I'm sure there's a big manual out there. That's not how it works. Either this knowledge is getting passed down and people are taking up the mantle, or it's going to go away. Who's going to weld things for us in the future? And these are just two of many, many blue-collar professions. I think about this a lot. And I don't know exactly what it's going to mean for us, but it doesn't mean anything good, that's for sure. Here's something that is also bad. 50 years ago in this country, testosterone levels were double what they are now. You know, we look around at this overly feminized society. All the men are a bunch of women now, and we want to know how that happened. You know, a big answer to that is chemical. It's hormonal. The T levels are gone. We lost them in 50 years. We lost them. What does that look like in 50 years? That's why I'm so passionate about Chalk, man. It's not just because I love the people at Chalk, and they're just the most wonderful people. I love how they care for you. I love when you send me emails about how wonderful they are to work with. I know, they're just amazing. But all natural herbal supplements. I personally take a male vitality stack. You take whatever you want. They have female vitality stacks, which are incredible, and all kinds of things. But fellas, you really need to watch your T levels. Up 20% in 90 days. That's what you can have naturally. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Attacks on U.S. churches have doubled. They have doubled because U.S. churches are under attack from the federal government. The federal government has made it very clear that Christianity, Catholicism, Orthodox Judaism, Mormonism, any belief system that doesn't bow down to the U.S. of gay is now an enemy of the state. They have encouraged the violent street mobs, the violent street communists to attack these churches, and street communists always get the message when their leaders step up and tell them to attack. Tensions between dueling press secretaries threaten to undercut Biden's election year message. What you need to know is John Kirby actually knows what he's doing as press secretary, even though I hate him. Corinne Diversity hire is only there because she's black and she's gay. More and more, Kirby is pushing her out because she doesn't know what she's doing. Corinne Diversity hire doesn't know how to handle it. And yeah, well, that's going to be entertaining. KFC is finally bringing a global bestseller to the U.S. for the first time ever. You should just know it's called Cheetza, and it's a pizza. Only the fried chicken is the crust. And all I have to say is take my money. Ken Paxton sues to revoke an El Paso nonprofit state registration after it didn't immediately hand over client records. That was a long headline to tell you this. Yet another Catholic nonprofit has been caught operating and facilitating illegal immigration into the United States of America. These, quote, nonprofits, they are really the skids where the illegal immigrations are, the illegal immigrants are coming into the country, and it's a big problem. Investment funds stocking up on U.S. farmland in safe haven bet. Again, a long way to say gigantic firms keep gobbling up America's farmland. They're gobbling up America's real estate. This is part of the shift we've really seen in the last 20, 30 years where the big, big, big corporations, the big finance giants are getting bigger while the American middle class and normal people, well, they're getting smashed. You, go smash that send button. I mean, if you send me an email, write an email first and then what, Chris? That was, didn't you see how I tied the two together? Whatever. Chris doesn't get it. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and then smash that send button. I'll be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.